Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. I want you part of the solution, not part of the problem. And the way you do that is to engage, to enjoy, to understand, to know. How's that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you don't really want to get involved in actually calling. I know some of you have said that you really don't want to, and I get it. I not everybody wants to hear their voice or thinks they're going to say something stupid. Look, you can't say something stupid on this show unless you're really just being nasty with me. That's stupid in and of itself. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. All right. A lot going on. You know, the reason I consistently or continuously have to check the Dem motives... Their motives for them to do anything. Why would they stop certain things that would save kids and help people and actually get more money in people's pockets without giving them a check? I hear there's another $1,400 check coming or this discussion. That's nuts. Along with the fact that people are already getting, you know, people aren't going back to work in some industries or some areas because they're making more money sitting on their duff than they would be if they actually went back to work. Now, Democrats are suing now, check this one out, to block the audit of the 2020 Arizona election. Why sue? What have you got to worry about? I hate to say it this way, but if you've done nothing wrong, you shouldn't be afraid of an IRS audit. Now, I know that they may dig and look and do whatever. I got that. But let's just say, all things being equal, and for all intents and purposes, if you get an audit because you put a wrong number down or something doesn't make sense to them and you show them the receipt, you go through it. I know people have done this. And Dan Pilla would back it up. You have no problems. All right? But the Arizona Democrat Party now and the sole Democrat on the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors filed a lawsuit Thursday seeking to block the Arizona Senate's ballot recount and audit. Why? The lawsuit alleges Republican Senate President Karen Fann and other GOP Senate promises the judge that they would protect the secrecy of the ballots and voter privacy before he ruled the Senate could access 2.1 million voted ballots and tabulation machines. That's the thing that really scares them. No, really. We're going to have access to the machines. If they really have truly good IT people, they'll be able to figure out whether those machines were able to make a difference, make a change that we don't know about. The lawsuit alleges that Fann and Senator Warren Peterson's assurances were illusionary because they're outsourced and the recount is set to begin Friday. But listen to this, listen. They're outsourced. That's the problem that the Dems have. They don't have a problem with outside sources counting the ballots, taking the ballots, moving the ballots. That's not a problem. But when the Republicans want a recount, that's a problem. Right? And they're worried that it's an inexperienced third party with clear bias. Right. Because all those machines that were made by people who hate Republicans, whose companies were known to be filled with people that hate Republicans, they weren't biased at all. The lawsuit that was filed by the state party and county supervisor seeks a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction blocking the audit and recount. It says the audit's lack of transparency and safety. Aren't these rich terms for people who hid the counting from the general populace during the election? It's just amazing that all of a sudden they want to follow it by the book. All of a sudden. They go on to say that the that the safeguards will cause irreparable harm to the integrity of Arizona's election systems, and that the privacy and confidentiality that Arizona law promises voters, right, won't be there. The sole reason for this lawsuit and injunction is to protect the sanctity of the ballots, more importantly, to preserve voters. Now, to do an audit, you have to look at the name. You have to match it against death certificates or living or birth certificate or whatever. You have to do something to verify. What are they afraid of? You think there's a, Republicans have a list of people they're going to go after who voted for Joe Biden? What's the problem? Fan said in a brief comment that the ballots are protected by bonded and certified 24-hour security forces. They're kept in locked cages, and the public live stream is on 24 hours a day, which is a heck of a lot more we got than we got from them. Shutting off lights, cameras, blocking windows. Again, they don't see the irony of what they're saying. Or they see it, they know it, they don't care, and they're still going to shove it in your face, right? Now, the besides Finn and Peterson, the lawsuit names Ken Bennett, the former Arizona Secretary of State, is acting as the liaison between the Senate and the contractors. Sybil Neges is another one named in the suit. Now, that's the firm that's leading the audit and led by Doug Logan, a backer of all these unfounded theories, according to the Democrats. They're not unfounded. They found people that were dead that voted. What's unfounded about that? Really? The county handed over the ballots Thursday to Logan's team at the state fairgrounds, which the Senate rented after the Republican-dominated Board of Supervisors refused to allow use of its facilities. Weeks of counting by contractors hired by Republican-controlled Senate at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, previous home, are set to start Friday. The contract between the company doing the counting and the GOP-led Senate will happen here shortly. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. And your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Don't forget your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure, and I do mean that sincerely. Even if we're not on the same page, I'm glad you're listening, glad you're paying attention, and glad you're challenging. I need to be challenged, too. I don't say I got all the answers. I just happen to have a mouth and a microphone. Doesn't mean I'm right all the time. And I mean that sincerely. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always. Appreciate your time with me. Now, you know, Obama, and again, I, just so we're clear, it's not that I agreed with what he said, but you know, my Bible tells me to give honor to whom honor is due. We're supposed to call, unlike them, let's not be them, okay? When somebody does something good, says something right, makes the right comment, has the right idea, we need to be, I won't say promoting it, but we need to get behind it. And when I look at the fact that Obama had some great observations, lines. I don't even know what you want to call it. Any one of us who says that one of the biggest problems in the black community is the fact that 72% of the homes do not have fathers in the homes. I'm sorry, of the African-American homes. Right now, back in whenever it was, mid-60s or what have you, that was not an issue. Some odd reason that all got turned around. That was not an issue back then. I can't tell you why. I have no clue. So when we said it, even right now, when I think of who is it? Larry Elder. Larry Elder's been talking about this forever. When he says it, it's a nasty, vile, terrible thing to say. When Obama said it, he got applauded. When we talk about some of the issues, the problems the black community faces, as a white guy, God forbid, I can't say anything. But when Obama said it, it was gospel truth. So I want to take a minute and a half. I want you to hear what Obama had to say that we could never say today. Right? Because we would be blaming the black community for something that the left tells us isn't their fault. Take a listen.
Yeah, providing guidance for our children, turning off the TV set, putting away the video games, attending those parent-teacher conferences, helping our children with their homework, setting a good example. That's what everybody's got to do if we're going to be moving this country forward.
If I ever said that, and I've got, like I said, I got a lot of black friends that agree with this line of thinking. But if I ever said that, oh my God, they would want to hang me as a racist. They would want to make an example of me because I'm a white guy saying those kind of things. But Obama, he's such a, he's a part. Remember, he parted the Red Sea. I think that was him, right? Remember, the clouds were going to open, the sunshine was going to come back, life was going to be wonderful again. These thoughts today, whether he, I think he realizes it. I don't know how much he does or doesn't. These thoughts today could be a problem for him in that party that he belongs to. Take a listen.
Teaching our daughters to never allow images on television to tell them what they're worth.
Amen.
Teaching our sons to treat women with respect and to realize responsibility does not end at conception. That what makes them a man is not the ability to have a child, but to raise one. That's a message we need to send. We have to do our part to lift up this country. That's where change begins.
You know, if you think about everything he just said. Is he implying that black parents don't do that? Really? Is that what he's saying? Here's the thing. He's telling people, and I believe it's in his community, because the whole speech starting in the beginning was about the black community. So he's saying, as long as you keep doing this, you're not going to be able to do better. You're not going to be able to get out of the mess you're in. I don't have a problem with that. Do you guys? You guys listening to me right now, do you have a problem with that? But even though that goes for every group, Italian, Irish, I don't care, white, Asian, Hispanic, you've got to spend time with your kids. You've got to take on the values. Now, today, they would tell you those values are bad. You can't do that. You can't force your kids. You can't force and ask your daughter to be a virgin until she gets married. You can't do that. Right, and as far as boys go, treat boys how to treat girls, or treat you. I did. I believe that most of you did too. You should be treating your sons that girls aren't just pieces of meat to go conquer as many of them as you can. That's wrong. It's wrong thinking. And that girls are just a sum of their parts. You see it all over TV. You hear it in the music that you let them listen to. They're not the sum of their parts. Their body parts don't make up who they are, but they think they do. You know, one time girls just wanted to be popular. Kids just wanted to be popular, what it was like. Now, I mean, they're being pressured to have sex at 12 and 13 years old. Maybe even earlier than that. I don't know. And I don't want to hear that kids are going to be kids. Boys are going to be boys. Girls are going to be girls. Yes, they are to a degree. But the sexual side of that doesn't have to be there. I heard some stats the other day and some information that was put out about the, not the millennial, the kids behind the millennial kids. Right? And that the upcoming, like, Gen X, that 71 or 72% of them don't believe in abortion the way it's been sold. They do believe that life is sacred. They do believe that there's limits. Those are the people that will be taking seats, taking legislatures, and that kind of thing as time goes on. Let's hope they maintain that idea. Let's hope they don't get pressured by the left to make changes in their lives. Another minute from Mr. Oblamo.
And after all, that's the true genius of America. Not that America is perfect, but that America will be perfect. Not that we are perfect, that we can make ourselves more perfect, that brick by brick, callous hand by callous hand, people who love this country can change it. That's our most enduring responsibility, the responsibility to future generations.
Think about that. We can change. The beauty about America is that we have changed. We work at fixing things. My God. If he was, you know, today, he would have a problem in his own party today. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke again during his virtual climate summit. He told 40 world leaders that more jobs are coming soon.
For automotive workers, building electric cars, trucks, and buses. Skilled workers installing in charging stations to accommodate them throughout our countries.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the administration's climate plan will reduce jobs, not increase them. Biden said he's looking forward to working with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who said his nation is interested in galvanizing international cooperation on climate change. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to new sex trafficking charges filed last month related to allegations that she procured underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. If convicted, she faces up to 35 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really, seriously. Don't just listen to the last tweet you heard and all of a sudden that's gospel truth. Don't do that. You're going to make yourself nuts. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you are spending with me. So, I don't know if you know this person. I don't know if you've ever even heard of her before. But, I got this from a buddy of mine, Bradley Dean, who has his own show. You can catch him also on GCN, Sons of Liberty Radio. And a woman shows up at one of the school board districts to take a stand on what's going on. And she doesn't get emotional, but she is well informed. And she lets them know that this, what is going on, ain't right. And her name is Attorney Lee Dundas. And she shows up at a school board meeting, and the Orange County, California Board of Health. And she will not let them just do what they want to do nilly-willy, as we say. That there are things that are going on there that she finds, and they're doing it in a sneaky fashion. She's getting the information, because she's an attorney, they tend to listen a little bit more. On top of it, she's a civil rights attorney. You would think that she would be on the line or in line of what the Democrats want. No. She is definitely a true patriot. She actually called for the resignation of the Orange County Health Officer, Dr. Clayton Chow, and then the Orange County Superintendent of Schools, for allegedly meeting and discussing how to remove parental consent. You ready for this one? So COVID vaccines could be given at school. Yeah, they were looking for a way to get around you, the parent. Indulge me for a couple of minutes. I want you to hear what she has to say, because these are the things you should be fighting at school, in your community, and finding out more information about. Take a listen.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Maharas, during which time they apparently tried to...
By the way, I am not speeding this up. They only have like 2 minutes to spit this out. I'm 3 at max. So she's done this before, obviously, and she's on it.
find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every damned ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study.
Think about that. In the studies that they did, now this video will get pulled. We already know that. I don't really care. You can always get it on terrestrial radio. You can find it on my website. You can find the audio portion of it. But listen to what she said. Every ferret that was tested with this died. Right? Every one of them. Not half. Not a majority of. Not a third. All of them. And I don't know if they decided it was crazy to test again or what the deal was, but they decided not to. Why would that be?
Last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death, okay? And he was part of the SS, and in 1943 he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with a trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror Communist death squads in the early 90s.
Now, you guys, you know how we always tell you one of the biggest problems we have in households today, in the world today, is that we do not have enough people in our households, involved in our families, that experience this kind of oppression, that remember the Holocaust, that went and fought in World War II. They're not around anymore. So there's no reality to the stories that are being read in the book. In doing some research for some of the stories we do, one of the things, the common thing that I've been coming up with on a regular basis is how many of you, raise your hands, right? How many of you went every Sunday was family day? And not that you couldn't leave the house. You better be at grandma's after church or else. You better be at mom's or auntie's after church or else. Come on, a lot of you went through that. And when you were there, what happened? A couple things happened. You get recentered again in your life, who you are, where you come from, and the people around you that truly care about you. It's a recentering, right? You get to hear the stories. A lot of these people truly were oppressed, that went through a lot. You get to hear those stories over and over again. I know, sometimes it's boring as heck, but they stick with you. You remember them later on. I remember every story my uncle told me about, my uncle's my dad, being overseas during the war, what they saw, what they heard, the things they fought for, and why they would do it again. Right? I mean, we don't have that today. These kids don't know what was given up for them. If I can't get through this, we'll do it on the other side of the break. Take a listen.
1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katia. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946, when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code, so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, "The voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential." Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharish, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have no business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
How would you like to go against her in a court of law, right? How would you like... How would you like to have her fighting to put you away or whatever the thing is? But she's so right on so many counts here. I mean, when you're trying to get these kids, get vaccine to these kids without parental consent or consent of the child for all intents and purposes, it's against the law. International, federal, and state law. But they're going to do it anyway because, you know, well, nobody's above the law except if you're on the side of the Democrats. Then the law doesn't apply to you. As we see over and over and over again. Come on, just be honest about it. And many of the issues she brought up, many of the points that she brought up, are points that you need to keep thinking about. You need to understand how this affects you and your kids. Turning these schools into centers where the kids can show up. It's going to be easy for the schools to do if you don't pay attention to what's going on around you. They can easily turn these schools into vaccine centers. Federal money, state money, they've already got the staff there. They've already got a nurse there. They've got plenty of rooms to pull it off in. So it's no skin off their neck. And it's an easy fight. Right? What did you do at school today? Oh, yeah, math and history, science, got our shots, and really bad. Really scary. So, Senior Host, when we come back, we'll talk about the laid-off Keystone. Thank God these workers finally spoke up. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
And I do mean always a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate you being with me and hanging with me and just going through everything. I hope you have a, you know, seriously, pay attention. Summertime's coming up. We're going to have to fight for a lot of our rights, people. There's no way around it. Joey B and team and the people that are yanking him around, you know, they don't care about us. They're looking for total world dominance. They're globalists, and they just don't care about us, right? Now, oh, I got to do this one. I'm sorry. This is too good for me to totally ignore. But, you know, Joyless Behart is at it again. And I do mean Joyless. She, frankly, please forgive me, but she is an idiot. You know, those people, see, if I say those ladies that are misogynist, right? But I will say it, because they're all ladies up there. All those ladies, there's something wrong with them. You know, you had somebody, who was, I can't think of the woman, Sunny, something or other the other day, was talking about her community and, you know, how relieved she feels now and all this other stuff. Her kids go to a private school. She lives in a community where you have to make at least $900,000 a year to live in. Don't talk to me about your community. If you grew up in the hood, you're so far from the hood now. How much are you giving back to the hood? What are you doing for the community you actually came out of, if you did come out of a community like that? They're hypocrites. It just drives me crazy. Behar suggested the Columbus cop should have shot in the air. Really? Because you've been through the training. You've looked at the numbers. You know how that well that works when you have somebody that's as sick as that 15-year-old girl who was just about ready to stab the other girl. You think that was... What if it didn't stop? Everybody's going to... You know, I love it. Everybody on the left has got an idea of what should happen. Shoot the knife out of her hand. Shoot the gun in the air. Try to leave him alone to work it out. I don't know. They're all useful idiots. Waiting for facts to come in before forming an opinion. That's something that nobody ever does anymore. We do it on this show very frequently. Usually the first day of something like this, I say my heart and prayer goes out to the families, and we'll see what happens. Now, it's made more difficult because people believe these people on The View. People look up to them and Oprah and others. Just because they have money doesn't make them smart people. Just because they're on the air doesn't make them smart people. I mean, you have these race-baiting politicians that are looking to promote a Marxist political agenda. They're out there pounding pavement. The other is the number of idiots and nincompoops that you find on shows like that. Look, just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I have a brain, for God's sakes. I've said some pretty stupid stuff over the years. I try to fix it later on. But it doesn't make us infallible. Some people go out of their way on purpose to paint their narrative because that's what they want to believe is true. You know, this is... And Joy Behar, the one who was caught in blackface. But it didn't matter because it was her. So, you know, cop shot Makia Bryant, right? After, and I quote, "I'm going to stab the blank out of you, B blank." She told the other girl she was going to kill her, period. Now, Behar says she watched the video. She says, "I don't know if it's true or not, that the cop had no choice. I really can't figure it out anymore. This is what it looked like to me. I looked at the tape. I still can't figure it out." Of course you can't. You're not trained in that area. You don't know what's going on. She said, "Shoot the gun in the air as a warning. Tase a person. Shoot them in the leg. Shoot them in the behind. Stop them somehow. But if the only solution is to shoot a teenager, there's something wrong with this." Yeah, there's something wrong with the teenager. And the people around the teenager. And how she's been brought up and what she's been taught to do. Or they've been taught to do. You know, we're putting all the blame, I love this, we're putting all the blame on the cops. We're putting all the blame on the people that are trying to uphold the law. And no blame goes on the perpetrators. None. What the heck? A 13-year-old kid got shot at 2 o'clock in the morning. But it's the cop's fault. Well, what's he doing out at 2 o'clock in the morning? What's he doing out of his bedroom? What's he doing with a gun? I notice that has kind of quieted down. Why? Because there's too much video that shows the kids at fault. But going back to, what is a 15-year-old doing going to stab a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, whatever it was? What is a 13-year-old doing out in the middle of the night with a gun? Why is it when the police go to break up a fight that the community triples on them and tries to... Why? Why is this happening? I don't want to hear about cops being bad and... No. They're no different than everybody else. There's bad people in the police departments. There's bad people in BLM. There's bad people in the teaching world. There's bad people in unions. There's bad people everywhere. The reason you call out the cops so much, when you actually look at the statistics and you're willing to accept them, but the reason you call out the cops so much is you want to do what you want to do. You don't want to be responsible for the actions you take. You're not interested in that. You know, these people talking about shooting somebody in the leg, shoot them in the arm, shoot the knife out of their hand. It's been explained over and over and over and over and over again by many, many, many police unions and non-police organizations. That's not a reality. Right? If she can't figure this out, Joy, who has no clue about this stuff, probably never been on a ride-along, never been through the training just to see what these guys have to go through, doesn't know the difference between shooting a teenager and shooting a suspect before the suspect kills an innocent victim. Take away the fact that she's a teenager. Take away the fact that she's black. What if she was in an all-white neighborhood? There'd be no, absolutely no uproar. Now, the writer asks if she's willfully suggests that she might be willfully ignorant or painfully stupid. Right? I think it's the latter. Cops should have fired a warning. Where? In the air? Into somebody's back? Into the ground? Joy, where? Where? Because the worst thing you can do is fire a gun into the air. Anybody will tell you that. Anybody who owns a gun, knows about guns, will tell you that. It's just amazing to me how ignorant these people actually are. If you're going to comment on police matters, have the decency to educate yourself first, says the National Fraternity Order of Police. You owe it to your viewers. They do. They don't care, but they do. Why give your viewers misinformation? Warning shots are prohibited by every agency in the country, every single one of them. You might want to take a physics lesson, too. What goes up, got to come down somewhere. And The View puts out body cam footage of Michaela Bryant shooting released. Another police-related death was caught on body cam in Columbus. When 16-year-old Michaela Bryant was fatally shot by police, they left out a line there while trying to kill another teenager because they're not honest. They're just not honest people. I mean, seriously, what a great way to start even more trouble. What a great way to make it even worse. And then you've got this low IQ guy by the name of LeBron James, just because he gets paid big bucks. And here's another guy talking about how bad it is. I want to know how much he's giving back to his community. The guy makes hundreds of millions of dollars. He lives in a $100 million home in Bel Air. He doesn't live in his community. Why did he move out? What was the problem? Right? Just amazing. Now it's at a point where the leftists don't believe the cops can do anything right. I think every one of those that speak out against the cops, when they call for help, they shouldn't call them. They shouldn't show up. These cops don't need this aggravation. Do you imagine if the cop didn't do anything to speak of, just kind of second-guessed himself, really didn't do anything, and a girl was stabbed to death? They would have been saying that the reason the girl was stabbed to death because it was a white cop who wouldn't engage. So I say, you can't win this one. This is almost a no-win situation. Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Write it down. Just keep an eye on it. Now look, you know I appreciate the time you guys spent with me on the air and listening and writing me notes, sending me emails. I really do appreciate it very much. Tell your friends, tell your loved ones about it. Head up to the website. What you want to do is sign up for the email blast or, you know, sign up for the text alerts. Simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Hey, guys, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Please don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me every day. Check us out, therealside.com. God bless.